They landed in a heap nearby and roared up into a blaze big enough to roast a couple of goats and a bunch of marshmallows. Slim just sat there and watched, stunned and amazed, while his welding uniform went up in smoke. After a bit, he chuckled and turned his eyes on me.
Pooch, it ain't polite to bite your friends, but I'm kind of glad you did it this time. I guess I owe you one. Thanks.
Yes, he certainly owed me one, and I waited for the award ceremony to begin. What would it be? A big, juicy steak? A package of frozen hamburger from the deep freeze? Or maybe a whole gallon of ice cream all to myself? Any of those items would have been fine with me, or, what the heck, all of them would have been even better. I mean, let's look at the facts. My rescue had been so rapid and well-timed, the fire hadn't even burned his jeans, much less his legs. So, yes, this seemed a perfect time for him to give me a huge reward. He reached two fingers into his shirt pocket and dug around. He frowned.
Well, I thought I had a piece of beef jerky, but I guess I ate it for lunch. Will you take an IOU?
What? An IOU? No! I wanted my steak. Our dog bowl had been empty for 2 weeks. Okay, maybe 12 hours, but it had been empty. He grinned.
Thanks, Pooch. I knew you'd understand. An IOU from an honest man is almost as good as a sack of gold.
Oh, sure. And an IOU from a crook was almost as good as a sack of gold without the gold. He yawned.
Well, it's quitting time anyway. You want to stay down at my place tonight?
No, I certainly did not. I had better things to do and better friends to do it with. I turned my back on him and went into a deep sulk.
Hey, I'll give you a bite of my mackerel and ketchup sandwich.
No, I was hungry but not desperate. He shrugged.
No? Well, I'll think of you when I'm eating my supper. Nighty-night.
And with that, he slouched off to his pickup and drove away, leaving me in the ruins of a shattered steak dream. You know, if dogs wrote the history books, there would be a lot of embarrassed humans. We would tell all about their childish pranks and bonehead mistakes, about how they goof off and play robot on company time and catch their clothes on fire. Oh well. Darkness was approaching, and Drover and I made our way back to our office bedroom underneath the gas tanks. It had turned into a pretty strenuous afternoon with all the monster reports, fire alarms, and shattered dreams, and I was ready for some shut-eye. As I was scratching up my gunny sack bed, I noticed Drover staring at me. What?
Oh, nothing. I was just thinking.
That's scary. About what?